Hello everyone, it's your friends Raimi, Ezra, and Aaron over in Freed. And more specifically, we're back in the cabin. After quite a while of searching for it, it wasn't easy to find it this time. I'm not sure how or why, but it wasn't. But whatever, we're here now and we're going to get killed by demons or something.
You keep bringing demons up. Don't you think if there were going to be demons, we'd have seen some pentagrams by now?
Not if they wanted to hide them to take us by surprise.
You're not helping.
Look, all I know is creepy cabin in the middle of the woods either means murderer, ghost, or demon. A murderer can't make the cabin change locations. A ghost can only knock stuff around. A demon can play tricks on us.
Then are you sure it's not a trickster god or something? We probably have a few of those out here.
Knock it off. I'm just scared is all. This is a pretty creepy setup, you have to admit.
Yeah, it is. But still, I used to watch a lot of horror movies when I was younger, so I'm used to creepy stuff.
Oh, did you ever watch The Death of Dying 3D?
That sounds made up.
No, it's just an indie thing is all. It's really good. We should watch it sometime.
Do you have a copy of it?
No. I don't think I do.
Can we just climb down into this hole and get this over with? If we're gonna die, I want it to happen sooner rather than later. That came out wrong. Whatever, let's go! You two go down first. I'll follow you.
Sounds good.
You know, we're gonna be fine. This is probably just some makeout shack that someone made.
A makeout shack with a ham radio, a bunch of computers, and a server?
Oh, I forgot about those. Maybe it's a research station.
That's what we thought last time we were here, too.
Oh yeah, I remember that now. Well, here's hoping.
Here goes.
You're not going to close the latch?
You know, I thought about it, but I remembered that none of us know if we can open it from this side, so, you know, I decided against it. Plus, if we need to make an escape, it's better to keep that open.
Whatever happened to your sense of adventure? A little less than a year ago, you traveled around pretty much all over California alone. And now that you're in a bunker only a couple miles from your house in the company of two of your friends, you're suddenly afraid?
Good point. But those travels did include me almost getting forcibly inducted into a cult and almost murdered by some power-hungry asshole. Not to mention whatever happened in Sentia.
Fair enough. I'll keep an eye out for any cult members down here.
I appreciate that. Let's see if our broadcast is still working. Can you tune to me?
Sure. Say something?
Something.
Yep, got it.
Well, listeners, we're back in the bunker. It's kind of roomy, actually. It's about the size of a studio apartment. I think. I've never actually been in one, so I'm just guessing. There's a rug and a couple of chairs and not much else. Oh wait, spoke too soon. There's a crate of newspapers next to one of the chairs. Let's see. The top one is from 2029. That's only 1 year before everything happened.
This place was being used that recently?
I guess so. Ezra, did you know anyone who would have been coming up here back then?
Not at all. We were a close-knit town, and if anyone went off into the mountains for a few days, we'd know about it. Actually, come to think of it, my aunt told me that back in the 60s, we had some Forest Service people come up here and do research, tracking wolf populations and things like that. She said it was the biggest thing to have happened in town for a while.
But that would have been 60 years before this was printed. How is it related?
Well, she said one of the scientists decided to stay here after the research was done, and he moved in with his family. So, Maybe this was where they did their research and just didn't stop?
I don't know. Are you saying that family kept doing clandestine research out here and somehow kept it hidden from the whole town?
It makes about as much sense as anything else.
Maybe it was a fallout shelter.
It's too small. And there's no signs of any food, water, air filtration. They'd be dead in a week if they tried to hunker down in here.
Maybe this is just the... what do you call it? Amphitheater?
Antechamber?
Yeah, that. Maybe there's a door around here that leads to some more rooms.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. This place is already creepy, so having some hidden rooms would certainly fall in line with its creepiness factor.
Way ahead of you. I'm checking the walls right now.
What would they need to hide, though? What would be so important that they would have to hide it in a hidden room, in a hidden basement, in a hidden shack?
Lots of things. Secret correspondence between government facilities in regards to-
We've been over this! If the Earth was hollow, it would've-
I was talking about coups in foreign countries.
Well, okay, yeah, that has some credence. Some. But then, why would those be here and not in D.C.?
That's where they want you to think. Hey, listen. This part over here is hollow.
Called it.
Let's see. Maybe if I mess with some of these rivets.
Ezra, maybe we should be a little bit careful and make sure we don't set off any alarms or
something. Here we go.
No. Way.
This is so cool.
I can't believe you did that. What if it was a trap?
Oh. Good point. I guess I got too caught up in, you know, finding a hidden chamber in a secret government research shack.
We need to be way more careful. We're clearly in something way bigger than any of us. Something people wanted to keep hidden.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll try and stay safe. Now, let's see what they were hiding.
Really? After all I just said about-
Yes, Raimi. After all you just said. The way I see it, we've gotten this far for a reason. Either there are a bunch of traps and we somehow miss them all twice, or the traps don't even exist. I'm betting on the latter.
That doesn't look right.
It doesn't look like anything.
I can't tell. You opened the door, right?
Yeah.
Because all I'm seeing is pitch black nothing. Is there a light switch somewhere, or is it... Oh. My. God.
Ha! I knew it! We're inside the hollow earth!
No, Ezra... We're not inside the hollow earth. We're just in a big cave. A really big cave. This doesn't make sense. The ceiling is too high, and how far did we go? Wasn't the ladder only like 20 feet?
Well, the lights are pretty dim. Maybe it just looks big because there isn't enough light to get to the ceiling.
Right. Okay. Well, listeners, we are now inside a cave. A hidden cave that we got to through a hidden door in a hidden basement in a hidden shack. And it's all really creepy. But we promised you a tour, and Ezra won't let me live it down if I back out now, so we're going to keep going. Well, like we've been saying, it's really dark. The lights are only barely strong enough to see. We're in a bit of a wide area with lights on the walls next to us. And... Oh, looks like there's some kind of desk set up over here. Let's see. There's a little bowl with some off-white looking rocks in it. Maybe a quartz of some kind? There's some notes on the desk. Silicone? Silicone and carbon. I don't know, geology isn't a strength of mine. It looks like they were studying rocks.
Just rocks? And why would they need to hide it?
Maybe they're demon rocks. Ooh, spooky demon rocks, Raimi, watch out!
Oh, shut up! Now that's all I'm gonna be thinking about!
Hey, I have some spooky demon rocks over here too. Some are crushed up, though. And they're inside something.
What is it?
It looks like some all-purpose weather device. It has a thermometer, barometer, elevation reader, compass, high-quality stuff. And it works! It's giving me a real-time readout of the conditions here. Apparently, the humidity in this cave is 76%.
What? How? There's no way the battery's lasted 7 years.
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
Hey guys, what's an ionosphere?
Ionosphere?
Yeah, that thing.
That's part of our atmosphere. I know it has something to do with radio waves and, I think, the northern lights.
So is it bad that we had a lot of anomalies around here a while ago?
Anomalies?
Right, yeah, anomalies. The stuff says that the people down here were tracking anomalies, and Freed kept having a bunch of them, I guess. Same for this place over in somewhere on the East Coast, I guess. And this spot over here near San Francisco.
Wait, where are we on this map?
Right here, I think.
We're in California?
Yeah.
You didn't know? You traveled around the entire West Coast for months, and it never clicked that you started out from California?
Hey, I'm a lot of things, but aware of my surroundings is not one of them.
I would just think that when you pass the signs...
Well, you thought wrong. Anyway, I don't think it's bad that we had anomalies out here. Those kind of things happen all the time. Well, not literally. What I mean is that anomalies aren't anything to be worried about.
It looks like they've been happening for years, though. Decades, even. Is that still normal?
Wait, decades? Then those scientists in the 60s probably weren't just here for tracking wolves. But then what were they here for?
Weather anomalies?
But why would they need to keep that a secret?
Maybe it has to do with HARP. Weather controlling. They have a device that alters the ionosphere. Maybe they thought they could use them to control the ionosphere and influence global climate.
You know, that makes as much sense as any other explanation. I guess. How are we doing on time, Ezra?
It's about 21:30 right now.
21? Oh, 9. Wait, 9:30? Have we really been down here that long?
Apparently.
We gotta head back to Freed then. We'll come back here tomorrow. Well, listeners, thanks for joining us on our apparently 3-hour tour of this creepy mountain base thing. We'll try to keep coming back here and hopefully understand what they were doing here. I'll be back in 2 weeks with our results. Until then, be safe, be strong, be alive. Seriously though, 3 hours? It didn't feel that long.
Today's sponsor is Pokemon Go to the Polls. We're knowledgeable of things that kids like. Pokemon Go to the Polls.